The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules.
And tonight, you're gonna break your one rule.
I'm considering it.
No, there's only minutes left. You're gonna have to play my little game if you want to save one of them.
It starts.
Your song doesn't actually sound like that.
It doesn't actually sound like Shane. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Talk Ritter. Oh, it's our 15th anniversary.
Ooh, it is. That was a hand to...
I'm sorry, my mic didn't pick it up when you held your hands up in the air.
No, it was a hand gesture to do 555.
555.
TR15.
We're on our Trip 5 episode. Thank you, everybody. We're getting a little more notice.
Yeah.
A little more?
Yeah.
A lot more.
A lot more. I appreciate that. I like attention.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks to new forum users like Andy Maxa4 in the forums, who's an OXM convert. He was he heard about us through OXM's podcast and is now listening.
And somebody said they missed Dan. What are the odds of us getting Dan back on here again?
Pretty good. Like I do his ass.
Yay. All right. Well, what are we talking about this week?
Introducing ourselves, I think.
Why? Again? We're so famous now.
This must be the 15th time I've introduced myself.
Okay. Who do I have to my left?
This is Associate Editor of Features, Shane Patterson.
Elston.
Nintendo Elston. Editor.
Michael.
Editor Michael PlayStation Raparas.
All right. I told some asshole this is going to be the noise show. I didn't really mean it, but I don't like being told not to play noises. That really, really bothers me.
Yeah, because, hey!
Okay, anyway. Top 7 this week. Boom.
Girl gamer stereotypes.
Girl gamer stereotypes.
It's currently, I think, devouring all of Dig.
It is, because Tyler's last top seven gamer stereotypes did super well. Look for it in this month's PC Gamer.
No shit. It's true. It is.
Yeah. Anyway, top seven girl gamer stereotypes. Number 7.
The
girl.
How do you pronounce that? Do you like roll the R?
I think it's pronounced.
Girl.
Damn it.
Girls have ridges.
I can't roll my R's.
That is a dated reference.
Insult, apparently.
Yeah.
Girl gamers, what is this? Is this? I think this falls in the category of fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women who play games are not posing nude in front of Master Chief helmets, Grand Theft Auto boxes.
Licking PSPs.
Yes, are not inserting zappers. Thank you, Tyler, for that picture. All I got to say is that picture was called Duck Hunt. with the letters rearranged a little bit. Remember, kids, Duck Hunt. What? Wrong. All right. The girl gamer. Can anybody think of any good examples of the girl gamer?
I don't. Only because I would have said, like, frag dolls, but that's number 5. I'm a girl, but
see, easy. Mm. Don't get ahead of ourselves.
Too late.
Apparently, Chris Antista is an example of a girl gamer.
Oh, yeah. I love that picture.
I don't know. Girls who always have their names always, like this Bunny Exablaze. And people who would actually, I think, sign up at sites like that just to go, yeah, go vaginas. Like, what? it's not, like, that's not a rallying cry, I don't think. I guess if they want it to be, sure.
It's generally on, like, a porn site that they think is going to make me masturbate more money if they put a Nintendo console next to it. Like, why bother?
Yeah, they're definitely drawing attention to the fact of, yeah, but look, I
you like
care.
This, right? And you like that. Yeah. Two great tastes to go together.
Is, I liked games before I liked girls. So you mix them together, you fall off the list.
I was gay till I was 5.
So then you're interested in guys before games, but not girls.
Yeah.
Not girls.
No, guys were all. That's all it was about for me. Look at that kid in his jams. He's really got it going on.
His hoodie jams.
Yes. Man, that Trapper Keeper really ties his ass together. Thank you for another visit to Little Me, Little Chris Antista. On to the number six, the obsessive cosplayer.
Which I have no problem with.
Me neither.
In all honesty, yeah. I don't. But it is a good stereotype that you'll go to these conventions like PAX or GDC or E3, anywhere, and there's always way too hot a girl dressed up in way too revealing clothes, and then what is your purpose besides me just standing and taking pictures of you?
Nothing.
Is that it? Like, that's it? Just to go, I want to be validated. Validate me!
Give me attention, is what that says. And it's kind of funny because the stereotype used to be the horny guy who was always trying to convince his hot girlfriend to dress up as a game character. And now it's, you know, there's no convincing needed, apparently.
Oh, you're going to objectify me.
I'm not going to complain myself.
No, I'm not going to complain either. Although, I don't think it's fair to say the women are way too hot. Generally, what I see is a lot of tubby Princess Peaches and a lot of tubby Twilight Princesses, which I love. I love a little bit of muffin top to my popular game character X. I can't believe I couldn't think of another woman game character. I work in this industry. Okay. The number five was the, yeah, I'm a chick, but I'll kick your ass. Generally holds up the devil horns or the fingers.
And the tongue sticking out.
And the tongue sticking out.
As, I think, embodied by the frag dolls, who in the article on gamesradar.com. The images is a couple of the frag dolls goofing off. Oh, man, they're so crazy. And
look
candid.
At them force off.
Those girls are on. They are playing DS and looking over each other's shoulders like no one does. Like, literally no one's business.
They were at E3 at Ubisoft's booth and were probably the poorest excuse for an instruction manual I've ever seen when trying to play Hawks.
I think you could say the non-gamer equivalent of this entry is an annoying office girl who holds up a pink handbag that says Diva on it and has a bunch of little spike studs and says, isn't this punk rock?
And has Juicy across her ass. Okay. Well, apparently we don't know women here.
Isn't there one that it says that on the ass, like Aeropostale, but because it gets stuck in so many fat asses, it becomes a different word?
Is that true?
Yeah, there's some brand that I've seen pictures of it where I don't remember what the brand name is. It's something with enough letters that the middle part can be smashed in the crack of an
like
ass.
Like a Mad Folding?
Yeah. Exactly, yes, exactly.
What? That's awesome. This underwear by Al Jaffe. I know Mad Magazine, this guy. Sorry.
Not funny.
Anyway, I forgot where we were.
Number four, the Clueless Japanophile.
Clueless Japanophile. There are a lot of those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say attractive, they just kind of scare me. When you're an anime character, like a really lavish anime character at one of these conferences, and I don't know who you are, and your eyes are really big, and you're scaring me, and a lot of makeup, and glisten, spark, ow, and I run. And I took a lot of pictures of those, and I don't know why, did you see the picture in the article? Tyler has it from like the head down, because he's in trouble. I took a picture of that girl, and she's in the Sexy Babes of WonderCon, because I think she's adorable. So if you really want to see what she looks like.
What about this picture of a waist makes her a Japanophile? Because she's browsing Batman comics.
I think he was,
I didn't get that one either.
Tyler was going to use that picture. I think she was hired by the convention, but he didn't want to attribute something negative, be sued for libelfamation?
Lulz?
Libelfamation. She did not want to be sued for libelfamation. Slunder.
Slunder.
And
Slunder.
I just want to point out the desu desu desu. That seems to be like a really popular phrase. Japanese might have like changed drastically in the 20 or so years since I studied it very briefly, but doesn't that mean like is?
I have no...
Don't know.
To babblefish. This is who the next one is someone I desperately would like to meet. Tries to like games girl.
I'll give it a shot.
Because I haven't met one. Every girl I've tentatively seen, hold on baby, I gotta review this mobile PSP game. they don't pretend to be interested. They just kind of look at me really weird until we don't see each other anymore. Which, you know, actually this brings up another thing. I know we ask a lot in the forums, but are any women listening? Are any women listening willingly?
Yeah, there was at least one person who said like him and his girlfriend or wife or somebody. Like,
I remember that. Or his wife? We have a wife listening?
I don't know. Is it?
It should be a wife-free podcast. If you're a woman and you're married, stay the fuck away.
And less than one subscriber.
There's nothing here for you. That tries to like Games Girl. Give me an example of this. What's going on here?
I dated a girl several years ago that would like just wanted to get into games because all friends did it, and like I'll play Monkey Ball and kind of fucking sucked at it, and then like let's play Street Fighter. I played that with my brother 10 years ago and then sucked at it, and then it just kind of slowly devolves into leave my games alone. You're slowly ruining the plastic in which they were formed.
You got to find a game that doesn't require direct competition. And
no,
co-op shit's really good. And I've noticed for games, Lego games, I love with women who even can't play games. Lego is so idiot proof. You can't fucking fail.
So you're calling ladies idiots?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess I am. Lego, but one thing I actually had success with co-op with a lady, Portal. Although she was not allowed to touch the controller, that was. but it really worked. We sat there the whole time and like figured out puzzles together. So I'm just saying, advice from the single C man.
I think this is actually my least favorite entry, just because it's kind of looking at, you know, people who are actually trying to make an effort to get involved in the hobby, but who maybe haven't played it ever and kind of suck. It's like, you know, you give them time, they'll get better, but
they still
at least
get stereotyped.
Yeah, it does at least applaud the effort.
I do. Just wear something nicer next time. number two.
Casually casual.
The casually casual.
They love Peggle in The Sims.
Hey, you know, well, I hate that. I hate this gamer myself. Was this the one?
Oh, God.
Make it go?
Make it go.
I hate this. Listen, yes. Tyler's article. The phrase make it go, which I've
quit
heard.
Quit asking us to make it go when the computer thing breaks.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah.
Make it go. I've never seen a console with a go button. Though it's not a bad idea. But every girlfriend I've had who's allegedly hated games, my fucking mother who hates games, mom, if you're listening, fuck you. They pick up something like Peggle or anything by those PopCat people. Zuma.
Tumblebees,
Astropop.
I've watched hours of Tumblebees.
Fizzle Fart. I don't know, whatever the fuck. They get so criminally addicted to that where you have to separate them with a crowbar. Like, it's when I guess I'm done talking. I can't formulate sentences.
The girl I dated after the other one that was trying to play Monkey Ball.
Elston, you dog!
Was a gamer. Only she only played The Sims and Final Fantasy X-2.
Really?
Yeah, those are the two games she had. And that's annoying.
Oh, I think I actually dated the Japanophile, but she was Japanese. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's technically true, I guess.
Elston allows it, and I will give her a call. All right, number one. Hold on, this is noiseworthy. Awesome, everybody at once.
The Celebu gamer, Carrie Underwood, sitting on her shitty tour bus playing a fucking 3-year-old game.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nintendo. Now you can fuck off.
I looked that up to try to get sound clips, but it turns out all the marketing is so excruciating, I won't play them here. There's Liv Tyler, Nicole Kidman, America Ferrara all playing Brain Age and enjoying the shit out of it.
And then fucking Carrie Underwood's playing Nintendogs.
But you just know that when the cameras were off, she threw the thing across the room and said, God damn it, why can't I poke out their eyes?
Who put the devil in this machine?
I'm tired of this. I want to date someone who'll hit me.
Why the pictures move?
I don't know who Carrie Underwood is.
What's a number one single without a bruise?
A girl gamer stereotypes. The truth, man, I don't know a lot of female gamers. Like, the most hardcore ones I've met have been through working here.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot growing up in my little town.
Carolyn's really into sci-fi games and Puzzle Quest.
Amanda, who you guys chased away because of your reaction to her Ninja Gaiden review. Now she works for Kotaki.
We defended that, actually.
We did. Yeah. Not you guys. I was pointing at the internet. You couldn't see that?
Well, yes. The internet can't see that.
Good point.
I used to date a girl who was really, really heavily into RPGs, and it kind of got to be bothersome after a while because she'd just spend all day in my dorm room, like huddled over my PS2 or my PS1 or my Sega Saturn, like playing something from Working Designs, and it's just, can I play something, please?
See, that's when you got to be a two console household.
Yeah, well, I was in college at the time.
Oh, we weren't living together.
I mean, it's like just. God, all day, all night, fucking sitting there playing Legend of Legaia or some shit. And it's like, I am so sick of watching this game.
Have you ever had a girl that, like, this is weird for me, that really likes you, like, too much. Usually they're still in middle school. They're naive enough to look up to you, like, too highly. And so I just play games and ignore them. That would make these two or three women have to be sexually deviant to get my attention. So I just start intentionally playing games when I felt it in the mood. Is this too personal? What's happening?
The question is, if they're in middle school, how old are you?
They're not in middle school. Middle school? Fuck. This is right after my gay period. I was six. I was 6 years old. I was already dating middle schoolers.
That's barely kindergarten.
That is. I turned so many women into pedophiles. I'm proud of it.
You're behind that recent rash. Yeah.
9 years old, I'm walking older women hand by hand to the abortion clinic. I knew the way. She had to ask me.
The abortion doctor looks at you and says it's too late. Should have come here 9 years ago.
What's a Gagortian?
God, I was poor. were we ever so potent? But
moving on.
Yeah, well, okay, we're going to go. Uh-oh, guess what happened? I lost my exclamatory pen.
Did you throw a pen?
I didn't mean to. We asked you a bunch of questions on the interweb,
yes.
And you guys responded. I was really cool. You guys had a lot of great questions.
We started a thread in the Talk Radar forums inside of Games Radar's forums.
Yeah,
it's a good bustling thread. If you're not in there now, you should hop in. Got a lot of like you said, we got a lot of replies, and we each picked like two or three questions out of the list, and we're going to answer them, and hopefully do this every week. So if you have any questions,
possibly every week if this goes well, because we're not really prepared. So if this is funny and you guys like it, again, you can let us know with feedback.
And we do see games before they come out, so if you have game specific questions, we can answer those too.
And we're going to get to one of those games that I've been asked about more than anything since I've worked here, and we'll discuss that a little later.
The Animal Crossing.
No.
No. Never again.
Let me tell...
Had to hit you with
it. Oh, there it is. There it is. The staple.
I was driving down to San Jose over the weekend, and I just start laughing in the car, and Carolyn asks me, what are you laughing at? And I'm just thinking about that baby sound effect. just made me laugh.
This is an important one. What was your first, as in the GR staff's first game? Like, I think everybody should answer that quickly.
Yeah, that's from...
Suburbia Ruins.
Yeah.
TSR.
Quote, what did each of y'all review for your first game at GR?
Oh, no, not first review. I thought it was the first game we ever played.
All right, well, we can answer both.
First game I reviewed, lucky enough, Tony Hawk Project 8, like a week after I was here. And... Because I was a Tony Hawk expert, I couldn't wait, and it was probably one of the better reviews I've ever written. And, like, it's the first week I'm here, the PS3 isn't out, but the PS3 needs a review, so the boss sends me home with a PS3. And I was really just, I was trying not to piss my pants in front of Brett, Michael, and Shane. And I didn't, luckily. But my first game, and it's just such a stupid, I wish it was something better, but it's Super Mario Brothers. Fucking friend, seventh birthday party, I get there and everybody's playing this, no one's playing with me and wants to do anything, and I hate everybody for it. Then they all fall asleep. I talk to Mario, friends for life.
There you go.
Chocolate.
All right, first game I ever reviewed here was Digimon World for the DS.
yes!
Not... I'm sorry, I shouldn't even have played that.
I didn't like it. no, it was obviously... it was kind of a ripoff of Pokemon, but just a really...
Digimon?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Of course it's a ripoff of Pokemon.
On the one hand, you have digital monsters. On the other, you have pocket monsters.
Oh.
And the first game I've ever played was Centipede. We had a Atari 2600, and, that was the only thing I had until I got Genesis in, like, 91. I mean, I played the NES in between at friends' houses, of course, like Mario 3, but... Centipede, yeah, was like the first thing I ever played. I was like, wow, I'm 4 years old. And I played it with my dad. It was a lot of fun.
I wish I could go back in time and kick your 4-year-old ass.
Well, then I would know it so that the first time I met you here, I would rip off your balls.
Marty! All right. Polston.
Polston?
Polston.
Polston. The first game I reviewed here, I think... And Michael can kind of agree with this because we reviewed like a shitload of games all in one big shotgun spurt when the site was launching in 2005. Like, we were all just brought on board. But I think the first one I wrote
four games right away was Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was a very good review. I was sitting in Eric Bratcher, our executive editor's spare room, writing it while I lived out of a suitcase for a month and a half. It was a wonderful time. And then the first game I remember playing, I think it was 2600, either Berserk is on the same CD as Pac-Man Fever, a horrible song about Berserk. And there you go. It's either Berserk or River Raid, which is fucking awesome. If you haven't played River Raid, fuck yourself and then go play River Raid.
And then unfuck yourself and play River Raid. Do that tonight. I took that to heart.
Take a step back and literally fuck your own face.
You.
Which is... No, which is Tropic Thunder, by the way. Everyone should see.
I agree. And
that was a quote from Tropic
Thunder. No, I agree. Everyone should see it.
All right, fair enough.
Well, the first game I reviewed here is kind of hard to remember because one of the first things I did here was rewrite a shit ton of reviews that I'd already written.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you, what are you talking about?
To rewrite Chris's reviews.
No, rewriting reviews that I'd written while I was working in a newspaper.
Yeah, I had to do the same thing.
One of them was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, but the first game I remember playing to review here was Prince of Persia, The Two Thrones.
Yeah. I like that game. That's a great game.
It was a great game. It was a relief to play that after seeing what they did with Warrior Within. And then
and Jake Gyllenhaal, just saying. Play that. Yeah. You know, taste out of your mouth from that stupid screenshot.
The first game that I remember playing, according to my dad, the first game I ever played was, I think, Battlezone. The thing with the tank and you look into the goggles. Like at a Chuck E. Cheese. And I mean, the first games that I remember playing are like these games on like Timex Sinclair, which is like this horrible old computer that would crash every time.
I had a Timex Sinclair.
Hey, it was like, what, 1981, 2, something like that. It was a shitty piece of machinery that had a tape drive that took 5 minutes to load, and if you bumped the keyboard at all, like nudged it, it would crash, and then you'd have to load everything all over again.
It's not a good computer crashing sound.
So yeah, my favorite game on that was called Mazogs.
Mazogs!
What was it really called?
Yes. Did you say it backwards? It sounds like there's a secret there.
Yeah, if anyone wants to look that up and tell me what it was about, I'll give you a thumbs up.
What an incentive.
Nothing else.
You can't see over the podcast.
And by thumbs, I mean middle fingers.
What are some of the other questions you guys wanted answered?
Let's see. I got one from Nintendo Nerd 655, who wants to know why the mainstream media hates us so. Us meaning gamers.
Oh, I picked out that one, yes.
And it's very simple, and Shane can back me up or contradict me on this. the mainstream media hates us. That's actually not quite true. They don't really hate us. They don't understand us.
They don't understand.
Nobody in the mainstream media plays games. Okay, I worked in newspapers for 5 years, and during that time, I think I met one other person who was into video games. And just, you know, people in their 20s who were like, oh, the last game I played was Pac-Man. Really?
Yeah. The Pac-Man. Really, yeah. The Pac-Man.
Yeah, what I was going to add was gamers... Okay, here's a really quick story. Over Christmas, I brought my 360 home and I played Halo 3 with my family, including my dad. My dad was continually running around in circles and pointing the gun at the ground or in the sky.
I can't figure this out.
That's the mainstream media, like that age. It's kind of... Gaming is relatively young, and it's... at this point, a generational thing. The people, I guess, if you want to say in charge of major media, like big corporate newspapers and websites and television shows, you know, it's not their thing. It's not their thing. And to go off on what Michael was saying, you know, he worked at a newspaper, and sometimes it seems like they hire freelancers out to review games for paper, or they have like a tech guy that goes in and sits on some press conferences.
He reviews one game a month. And
So if you...
Yeah, I was that guy. I did it once a week.
Once a week. I remember you told me that, but that was mostly on your own accord. Like you just worked your ass to do that in addition to your other duties.
Yeah, but they published it.
Mainstream media is probably the only place you'll see a positive Wii Music preview. And that's, like, that's in all honesty, that's, like, no joke. It's because they're just reporting back to families and people who actually, that was
the other thing. And most of the people who the mainstream media is reporting to are also adults who don't play video games and are easily excitable by fucking anything.
Well, yeah. The other thing you have to think of is that a lot of the people who are making these reports were alive and were adults when video games first became popular. Right. And mostly they were popular with kids and teenagers. And so in their mind, it's still an amusement for children and teenagers. And the idea that there are people our age in their 20s and 30s who are still playing games is like finding out that there's like a community of people who still sit around playing with like dolls or like.
And like, there are.
Imagine 30-something career women who get together on weekends to play with their Barbies. In the minds of these people, it's very similar.
That's what's fucked up. That's my grandmother still collects dolls.
That's true. That's true.
But
now
cool?
It's cute because she's a grandma.
Yeah, but she emphasis on collect, not plays with.
No.
There's some animosity there because they look at us and, you know, they see, oh, these games are so violent, and, you know, they see it as, oh, these stupid gamers are trying to ruin a kid's hobby. Like, you know, they're trying to make it unsafe for children so that they can, you know, bathe in blood. It's so horrible. So, you know, that's where a lot of the animosity comes
and,
from.
And for the most part, they have to report news, you know, because newspapers or whatever. So, you know, they'll report on, you know, a headline or something that is like, you know, you'll see lawsuits. We've all seen lawsuits because people are talking about, you know, Mortal Kombat being blamed for something. Well, everyone's got to run with it if you're a newspaper. So they're not going to report, well, actually, Mortal Kombat actually, you know, it's great for the hand-eye coordination. They're just running with the news, giving you the straight facts. They're not really going into
children transcend peer groups and make new friends.
It'll remain that way until that generation dies off, and all those old people are replaced by us as old people.
That's I love doing, that. When I first met you, your theory. You have to wait for the old generation to die.
Because everything's crazy and loud to them. Yep. And and that's the same with every old generation.
Pretty
like
much,
the new stuff is weird and they don't get it. And that's fine. We won't get something when we're fucking 60. It doesn't matter.
iTunes? Puppets what?
but like, it transcends groups. It transcends gender, age, like, whatever. Like, when you
Those are legitimate studies.
When you were a kid, when I was a kid growing up, it was always like, what games did you play? And now all of us are sitting in this room because of a shared history of playing games. And everyone listening right now is a shared history. I can say fucking level 8, 4 Mario Brothers, and everybody knows what that means. Like, it's a huge culture, and they don't get that. They think it's a toy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, Michael. Also, there's not a lot of turnaround time to report on these things, as Shane was saying. I mean, you have to do your research in like a day and turn it around in that time. And to be fair, to get really into the complexities of games, to get into the plots, that requires years of investment, and reporters don't have years to invest in it, so they come at it from the perspective of an outsider.
I'm explaining.
He asked, why is this? I'm explaining.
The thing is, that's shitty journalism.
It is shitty journalism, and what's even shittier is that they think that games don't matter. They think it's excusable because, well, who's going to call me on that? Yeah. Real people don't play video games.
Thank God for the internet.
And here's the kicker. The revenue of the gaming industry has surpassed the film industry in the last few years. So it's pretty relevant.
There's your toy, motherfuckers.
It just gets me...
But it's still below Pogs. That should be noted as well. Not funny. Gotcha.
Right.
A little Mario.
And a fart sound effect for levity.
Have you changed quest?
Just to move on to another question, this is a very quick one. From Infested Andy, what's so special about Square Enix that they can release games for the DS at $40 instead of the standard
$35? I hope you have an answer, because I fucking...
I do, because...
Oh, yeah, people like Brett Elston will fucking pay it.
me and millions of others.
Millions of others, value of a dollar.
Because I like one game the company makes, I have jerk off to them. No, because they cram a ton of shit in there. Play Final Fantasy IV or III. Or 12 Revenant Wings, and then look at another game that's $35. The fucking production value and the amount of effort they put into that game justifies a whole $5 more.
I'm sorry, I hate that I've taken the position of someone who hates Square and Final Fantasy, because that's not true. I do like the Final Fantasy games, and I do like the production they put into it.
I'm still playing through 4 now, and it's fucking amazing. Especially for a DS, you're just like, all these cutscenes, all this voice acting, all these like great effects, that's worth $5 more.
But I want to say it's not that. It's that production budget, is it more than... No, you're right, it probably is.
It might not be, but it's certainly going to help. Like, that's a huge project. That's the kind of thing...
No, I'm sure the budget's bigger. I'm absolutely positive.
It pushes the DS, and for that, I'll pay $5. Like, I would have paid $60 for No More Heroes just because they tried something new.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is worth $10 just to go, I'm going to try to do something with the medium no one else is doing. Yeah. Except me, Suda51. And Kojima to a certain extent.
Bring up a super quick question.
All right. So Dr. Pasta asked on the forums, which I respond to immediately. Who Dr. watches Pasta? The Olympics?
It's Tasty Pasta.
He wants to be called Dr. Pasta.
Oh, he does. All right.
Yeah. Dr. Pasta. Who watches the Olympics besides Shane? Like a billion people.
That is true.
That's it.
But do more people watch the World Cup or watch the Olympics?
Probably the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. Because... Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the Onion had a story that said Nation to Leave Olympics on in the background.
First of all,
I think that's very accurate. Every bar I've been to in the last 2 weeks is like, oh, hey, they're swimming.
And yeah, that's me too. I'm like, oh, that's the women's marathon.
If 1/100th of China is even watching, there's still a billion people watching the Olympics.
I was into the 96 Olympics because I got to go because it was in Atlanta. And since
the one in Atlanta.
Yeah, the one that the bomber... got and they ruined FBI ruined Richard, the guy's life because
Richard Jewell. I remember that was fucking cruel and my first exposure to violation of rights.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was neat to be there. It was like really easy to get swept up in all of it. But then since then, it's meh.
Yeah, no, I don't care about the Olympics. Just that I don't care about watching sports for the most part, other than the World Cup, oddly enough. Anyway, we got it. We're gonna have to head into break. But this is cool, Michael. And I think everybody else the new House of the Dead Overkill trailer.
Yes.
We just really, really liked. And, like, we should play that in the podcast.
Yes, we should.
But then we thought we don't want to start running commercials in the podcast. Not for free. So we just called Sega. Like, if we play this trailer in the podcast, could you just send us over 2 games to give away? And they did. So thanks to people at Sega. They're sending us over, House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return?
Or we,
Return, which Brett and I played and had a fucking great time with.
It's good stuff. And we're going to have some kind of contest, I believe, to give away these 2 copies.
Yeah. It's going to be something quick, easy, random. So I'll throw it up in the forums by Friday. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, so go check out
Before we go in, I just want to say, you can check out the trailer either at gamesradar.com under the video section, or you can go to houseofthedeadoverkill.com or sega.com and watch it there. It's great. They go full out grindhouse with it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that was a hell of a plug, but it's
probably
so...
the best trailer I've seen this year.
Yeah,
it's a sweet trailer. It really is. But what about before we play it though? There was a censoring issue that you spoke about.
Yeah, huh? yeah, there was. And I got Sega to comment very briefly on this.
Yeah,
I did. but in the first cut of the trailer that went live on Tuesday. There was a brief moment where the announcer goes, "The hardcore you've been waiting for," and there's like this dancer. You don't really see her face. She licks a Wii remote that's in like one of those stupid vinyl condom things.
Yeah,
and I guess it's silicone. But she licks it and then she rubs it along her inner thigh. Later revisions Tuesday night onward, they cut that out and replace it with just some more zombie footage.
They've removed it. YouTube. I haven't been able to find it.
So I hit up Sega and asked one of their PR guys about it, and he said it was an internal decision, but you can probably guess why it was made. So
I can, and I'll tell you, don't Nintendo.
Don't put words in his mouth, but yeah.
No, he did not say that. That is Chris Antista's Games Radar saying Nintendo was an asshole and made them take out something from the coolest trailer I've seen all year.
How dare they advertise to the demographic that will buy their game?
Seriously.
Yeah, listen to the trailer. Check out the forum when the podcast goes up. We'll have some kind of contest for 2 copies of House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return.
Yeah, when we get back, we're going to talk about Anger, Bile, this week's releases.
Talk about Leipzig and Wario Land for Wii.
Too true. Stay right there, hogfuckers.
Of a nervous disposition must look away now. In the town of Bayou City, an ancient evil lurks, an unknown, malevolent legacy. A twisted tale of deceit, revenge, and bodily fluid. A hard-boiled cop, a deadly government agent, and 10,000 mutants. They've come for brains. You'll give them bullets. The House of the Dead. Overkill. Black magic. Violence. The hardcore you've been waiting for. The House of the Dead. Overkill. Where the dead walk and bullets talk. So frightening, you cry blood from your own eyes. The House of the Dead. Overkill. Enjoy a bite at Papa Caesar's drive-thru, just 500 meters from this auditorium on the left.
Talk Radar!
We're on a collision course with wackiness!
Go to GamesRadar.com.
It's on the internets.
That's dumb.
Bullet Ball is a high-caliber table game designed for the 21st century lifestyle. Rolling the cat's ball back and forth across the table. The ball became faster and faster.
How much have you invested in this?
Sold all my possessions that I could sell and found myself in food pantries and sleeping in a car.
If you sold everything, what do you have now?
I have Bullet Ball. It is our vision that one day Bullet Ball will become an Olympic sport.
We need some rules.
Welcome back, and yeah, I don't know, I hope you guys like that trailer. We did just really like it. We weren't paid by Sega, but we would like to thank...
Anthony Chow.
Yeah, Anthony Chow, who also was the guy who gave us the comment. I just referred to him as a PR guy earlier. So. Sorry, Anthony.
Yeah, it was really
but no,
nice.
It was I have said enough disparaging things about Sega and Sonic to people to know that Sega did not give us anything to do that.
Yes.
We played that trailer of our own volition. It was fantastic.
Yeah, because you and I both previewed that game, and the game we're giving away, House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return, and that was it was a lot of fun.
It's way fun.
I gave it to my mom. How did we cock the guns? I can't remember.
Well, I think you point away from the screen.
You point away from the screen, so we would just look like we were like cocking our weapons in tandem, and I said we looked like Tango and fucking Cash, and it made me very happy. Don't buy the Nintendo Zapper for it. Anyway.
Buy the pistol. The third-party pistol.
What's it called? The Sure Shot, Pure Shot, something like that?
Yeah, the Nyko one's really good. I'm going to add it.
Anyway.
Speaking of games that aren't repackagings of 10-year-old games, this week releases... Oh, wait, there are some of those. Before we start the week's releases, I just want to mention the PC version of the Xbox 360 game that came out last week, Deadliest Catch, is coming out, and I'm only mentioning that to play the theme song. Also, I noticed Commando Steel Disaster is coming out on the DS. Does that have anything to do with Commando?
Steel Disaster?
Steel Disaster.
I'm gonna go with no.
With two E's, as in...
As a problem at the metal factory.
Yeah. No one's pilfering disaster.
As in made of steel. I got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this game.
Steel Disaster. Does that mean we have to pause while everybody looks it up?
Yeah, considering it's being published by XS Games, according to GameFAQs, I'm going to guess it has nothing to do with Commando.
I did know that. I was just going to see if you guys could riff on it.
You're leading.
Whoopsie-daisy, you failed me.
It looks a lot like Metal Slug. If you like Metal Slug, maybe... Maybe give a fuck. I don't know. What do you want to do? I'm trying to read the box, but IGN has a fucking Scorpion King 2 pop-up blocking it.
Speaking of giving a fuck, Smash Court Tennis 3.
Yes. This week?
Yes.
Oh.
You must in order to love it.
Also, Monday, Mega Man for Virtual Console.
Yeah, last Monday. So it's available now. Mega Man 1?
Mega Man 1.
I love myself some Mega Man 1, but I thought it was harder than all the other five.
It's easier than... It's harder than 2, but 4 and 5, I think, are... Anyway, if you didn't play any and wonder why we talked for goddamn ever about Mega Man 9 and Podcast 8...
Yeah, seriously. For $5, it's $5, I would imagine, right? NES games are $5.
It better be. They all the rest of them are.
Yeah, it's totally worth your shit.
It's very worth it. Yeah.
And a game I cannot pronounce right, even in my head, Galaga Legions, not Legends, because every arcade remake loves to put Legends at the end of it. Legions of Galaga. Haven't played it. Don't care. Michael, real quick.
Oh God, are we talking about Galaga?
Ratchet and Clank: Quest for Booty.
What, they came out this week?
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, a Ratchet and Clank guy. Resident Lombax, Michael Raparez. have you played it at all?
I played it a little bit, not very much.
I have not looked into it, which I like Ratchet and Clank, but I just haven't looked into it. What the hell is the difference? Is it an extension of the story?
Yeah, it's basically an expansion pack / sequel to the first game.
/sequel?
Well, it picks up like right where the last game left off. And you play as Ratchet with no Clank. And it's a little bit weird.
Is that where Clank is over in the PSP game? Is that what's going on?
No, the PSP game is actually like based on a TV show that like Clank stars in like an earlier Ratchet and Clank game.
I'm lost. I'm so
yeah.
But I also know they tease at the end of it an all new sequel coming next year, like that 2009.
Yes, Brett.
Yeah.
What, right. Olsen?
I'm looking at the reception page for Quest for Booty, and it says 1UP.com's Nick Suttner described the game.
Ooh, Nicky.
Ooh. Nick Suttner from 1UP FM and formerly of Games Radar Desk Number 7. described the game as a rollicking few hours polished to a sheen and even better pace than its full-length predecessor.
Jesus, did you seriously say rollicking?
Rollicking few hours of gameplay, which
I... Careful not to fog your monocle, Nick.
Yes, you might crash your autogyro.
I think that's a good move for Ratchet and Clank, the episodic kind of game.
Yeah, actually,
I played Future and liked it for 4 hours. Then I was like, I am goddamn done with this. I played this game 3 times already.
Because it doesn't necessarily, it never gets any harder. It just,
no,
it's kind just of an enjoyable romp, a rollicking romp. Nick is right.
Goof about.
A goof about.
But the big game this week that's not
it is. Big. Oh my God. You ready? What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
Cute Rob's. Human. What?
I thought you were going to play more human than human, honestly.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Oh, I should. Hold on.
Bow! The beginning to every MTV show in the 90s.
Yes, Too Human is out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
It. We're out here. Good night, everybody.
Which I heard described in The Office as Diablo, only more boring.
I can't believe I've been, again, that was the game I was talking about. I've been asked about more in our forums than any other game.
Yeah.
For some reason, Too Human. Everybody wants to know about Too Human, and guess what? Try as I might, I haven't touched it. But yeah. You guys have.
Good way to put it would be that we don't really have an opinion, but none of us are exactly champing at the bit to form one.
Yeah, and everybody I've talked to, everybody who's been reviewing it all like the last couple of weeks, has not had a lot of great things to say about it. In fact, I think, what was the... It got its highest score from...
IGN?
Drago? No, it's 88. We've got an 88 from like play.tm. That site that kind of... Like, if you Google search our name, you'll find stuff in it.
Oh, wow.
Like this weird aggregate that also writes the occasional review.
Weird.
Don't quote me on that.
Former GameSpy, but written by former GR Xbox editor Gabe Graziani.
Gabe Graziani
gave it a 5, saying it does not. It's deprived of a decent storyline, innovative mechanics, and limited variation. Too Human is barely worthy of a rental.
Ooh!
Wow.
Ooh.
Giant Bomb says huge paragraph of text. I'm not going to read.
Of course it does.
OXM does make a good point, though, that it does have two-player co-op, but Phantasy Star Online was doing four-player co-op on a 56K modem years ago.
Whoa.
For the same kind of game. So, I think that's what Too Human just reeks of, because it was started so long ago, it feels like a game that should have came out in 01 or 02. Which sucks, because I like Silicon Knights in my mind.
As do I.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, go Silicon... Oh, well, try again.
But now this is finally been pinched out of their ass, maybe they, you know, if it fails, they'll get to work on a new Eternal Darkness.
Yeah. I was going to ask
that. Maybe I should take out why do we care about Silicon Knights
and why do we care about Dennis Dyack?
Because Eternal Darkness.
Because 1UP interviews him all the time.
Yes. The weekly 1UP
interview. They also started Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver.
That's true. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Did Twin Snakes, which I loved.
Yeah.
As did yeah.
Generally do very good work.
As did up. Chris. He just wants to disagree.
I'm just saying, Eternal Darkness, has those, just like the glitches are the greatest thing about that game. That's really all you remember. The rest is really generic and kind of boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel the game is kind of overrated, but the uniqueness is very...
Yes, it's not that I don't appreciate that, but looking at Mr. Dyack just combust in public, I think your song may be sung, friend. Why don't you sit back at some PR for a little while? No, don't do that.
Yeah, seriously. Because then we'll have to deal with you.
Yes.
you'll be angry.
Are we doing the segue into...
Yeah, we were going to...
Here comes the segue
into the fans of
Hold on, real quick. Oh, we were going to segue that into. Is that a good segue button? Hold on, I got another one. But you know, we're going to segue all this to human crap. Segue into something Shane had sent around about fans loving a game before it's even reviewed.
Yeah, they're fans of hype. This was you see this with every big game that is about to come out. I guess you could use the word trolling. No, I was browsing through some message boards, NeoGAF, not NeoGAF so much, because everyone is an ornery bastard on NeoGAF, but GameFAQs, and they're right when the first review or two would come out, like Game Informer posted their review. And people were just so, oh, you know, fuck this reviewer. Who is he? Is it from a credited site? Oh, I don't have to trust this asshole. Like,
is he fat or bald?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I only play games I like. Fuck that. I don't need any reviewer to tell me what's good or not. And they read all the reviews. And, you know, we're all, in some way, you know, victims of hype. We're really looking forward to stuff. But for this game, which actually doesn't live up to... anything really too human, if you read like all the reviews across the board, have been some of the most precise reviews I've ever read. There's no generalizations. There's nothing like, oh well, the graphics are kind of iffy at this point. It's all very, here's why the looting system doesn't work, here's why the action is horrible, here's why the camera sucks, here's why the voice acting's bad, here's why we don't like the story. All very summed up very well.
Look what Dyack did. He put everybody on the defensive.
Yeah, it just, everyone was able to completely sum up the points of why this game isn't good. And on all these GameFAQs websites, people just don't want to see that for what it is. Like, fuck it! But for a game that does really well, Halo or Assassin's Creed or fucking Orange Box or anything like that, they're like, oh, I knew it. I knew this game would be awesome. Yeah, the 9 or 10 out of 10 really affirms my position on it.
To him, it's not one of those games I'd like to see fail, so by all means... disregard the reviews and buy it and have a lot of fun for 5 hours.
For me, the best case of people being fans of, like, either fans or enemies of games before they're even released, but when they start spewing a bunch of nonsense about a game they've never played or it looks like shit based off of the three screens I saw, was when the first Xbox launched. This was back in 2001, obviously, and already on GameFAQs, which is right
Cueing
when
the old music.
Yeah, like right when I started posting on GameFAQs in 2001, like 3 or 4 months before the first Xbox even came out, people were already on the forums. Blinks is going to kick Mario in the nuts, and Xbox, oh shit, have you seen Fusion Frenzy, motherfucker? And it's and I remember actually posting for the first time, how the hell can you be this excited about something that's not even out? Like, you're defending a company that has no track record at all for video games. Yeah, it just blew my mind.
Well, and conversely, there was a lot of people who, they hate it, they can't do it, and like, why don't you just wait and see, for fuck's sake?
And two games now that are pretty high profile, Bionic Commando and Silent Hill Homecoming, that, like, immediately after being revealed, like, this deluge of fail, terrible game, even though I've never played it, I am passing judgment like that.
My advice to all internet posters, trollers, writers, don't worry so much about being right or being the last person to say anything about anything. Just converse. And we can get away from this.
You can express your opinion without calling the guy an asshole.
Yes.
I actually ran into this, like, 3 times doing reviews with just fans on message boards who had already made up their minds about a game that I was reviewing. Assassin's Creed. I gave that a 10, which in retrospect was probably too high, but I was really infatuated with the game at the time.
And the money Ubisoft gave you.
Oh, yeah, and the mountains of cash that we supposedly got when, in fact, they wouldn't, like, I kept asking, it's like, could you send, like, more than one copy of the game to our office so that other people can play it? And never heard back. But
that's not true. They sent me games, I should say. I should point that out.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Will.
So they did come through, finally. All right, I take it. And people were like, oh man, this Assassin's Creed is so horrible. These guys are taking payoffs. And, that was like a few days before the game actually came out. Yeah. And I just want to say that, to clear up something that came up at the time, we did go early because we had a 10 score, but we gave it a 10 score before we knew that we could go early with it.
I'm learning how these things work too, kids.
Yeah, it's all about deals. No money actually changes hands, but there are dealings. The other two were Uncharted and Ratchet & Clank Future. Ratchet & Clank Future, I gave a fucking 9 to. Message boards fucking exploded with fans like, how dare they give this such a low score? Oh my god!
I would have sworn that's the average. Every Ratchet & Clank gets an 8 to a 9.
Ratchet and Clank?
What did I say? Ratchet and Clancy.
Yeah, but like, you know, I think there was one commenter who was like, I bet this is the lowest score it gets. And then, the guy at GameSpot gave it a 7.5 and their guts just exploded out of their chests. And they're like, oh, God, this guy, this fat, bald asshole.
Monday, man found dead over Ratchet and Clank review.
And then Uncharted, I gave an 8 and they really busted a nut over that one. Might as well have
busted the good nut or the bad nut?
The bad nut.
Bad nut.
Yeah.
Can you bust a bad nut? Can you bust a bad nut?
Yeah. Church. Have I
sure. So they busted a nut in church.
Sure.
And Uncharted was an 8, and that's what it deserved.
That's going to say it seems like an 8 to me.
Fuck it, kids.
Based on fucking nothing.
Does anybody have any news they want to bring up this week? Shane, be super quick about your Leipzig crap.
Leipzig, well, we're taping on Wednesday and you're hearing this Friday, so from what I've seen
that's
today...
That's not true!
I preface that because probably two more days of information have happened. Okay, so Sims 3 and Fallout 3 got release dates, February 20th and October 20th, respectively. There's a cool Loco Roco 2 trailer, very cute, exciting. Mad World footage looks really great. Has anyone seen a Dead Rising Wii trailer? Because it's hilarious how bad it looks.
Really?
Looks fucking terrible. Other things to note, the new models of the PSP and PS3 were shown. The new PSP has this nifty PS button that does something cool, like accesses 4D. There's a built-in mic with
and
it.
I was so pissed. I thought I was getting a great deal on my PS3, and now it's 120 gigs, comes with Uncharted.
160 gigs.
160.
Comes with Uncharted, Pain, DualShock 3, all for $500. Low, low price at $500.
Oh, you're just jealous.
I know I am. Let's see. The Heavy Rain footage was shown. Heavy Rain's done by the guys who did Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy, as you know, where the first half of that game is really good. The second half takes a dump on your chest. Heavy Rain looks really good. Looks like it's going to be more QuickTime events based on what I've seen. And let's see. That's kind of the most interesting shit. Oh! One more thing. GTA 4 downloadable content coming. So, in perusing the interwebs, I found some information that apparently either the announcement was coming this autumn or the fucking DLC itself was coming. Joystick said they heard from a Microsoft who confirmed that the exclusive DLC itself is coming this fall. Microsoft isn't Rockstar. I don't know what to tell you. See you soon, kids.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. What, did you say they heard from a Microsoft?
Heard from Microsoft.
Oh, from Microsoft.
From Microsoft. They're not Rockstar. I don't know. We'll probably get confirmation, I would guess, tomorrow from Rockstar, whether that's going to happen or not. But anyway, I looked at a... Okay, now we're going to have a little more crap to talk about when we get back. We have some positive Nintendo stuff to talk about, the contest to tease, and potentially a special guest reviewer if I can find some more alcohol. Before we go, UK side of GamesRadar did an article on how not to do a video review, and apparently you guys read the article and went to a link to the site to Eagle, what is it, 13511's website and flamed the shit out of his YouTube page. He was kind of upset, so I said he can make a response, and he can make it in under a minute. And sure enough, he did, and I promised him I'd play it for him, and here it goes. Then again, if you guys want to send anything else to us, I'll play it as well. Somebody else say something.
I like that he says, forget you, Dirthead.
Shut up, Navi. Hey, what's up, you guys? I was listening to Talk Radar number 13 a couple days ago, and they were talking about how MGS4 might go to 360, and therefore would no longer be a PS3 exclusive. I say no! No to this travesty, to this abomination upon the earth, because MGS4 deserves to be exclusive to PS3. I don't care what anybody says, okay? Because we get one freaking awesome game, you know? It's got tens on the ratings on many game websites, and now if MGS4 gets transferred to Xbox 360, it will just ruin us. I swear to God, and it'll piss me off a lot. I think that's a lot more important. Konami or Kojima, don't like take it to 360. It'd just be horrible. Don't do it. Because I love PS3, and MGS4 is like the best PS3 game ever. Maybe the best game ever, at least for me. Solid Snake doesn't look good in white and green. He looks good in black and silver, if that's a secondary color for PS3. I really don't. Anyways, any 360 fanboys or whatever that's saying, ooh, yes, we want MGS4. Give it to us. I have one thing to say to y'all. Forget you, dirtheads. Peace.
Oh, we know Talk Radar's awesome.
Why does everyone hate Battle Network? Because I do.
Saints Row 2 lets you totally shoot piss out of a car.
If you're listening and you were born in 1997, that is bad and we hate you.
And to top off, Michael Cinnamon.
But we try not to get a big head about it.
I am the third revelation! I am the third revelation!
But we need your help to spread the word and keep the carnival of filth alive and on the air.
Would you kindly?
Do your friends at TDAR a huge favor and tell your friends about the show. Review us on iTunes.
That was totally wicked!
Hit us up on Dig. And hell, just keep listening.
Good, clean, wholesome fun.
I don't know. They pay me to do this.
Finish him. Wait. Before you do that, massage him.
What? Did you say massage him?
You dare defy the great Shao Kahn, lord of the outworld and creator of all that is evil?
Well, yeah, maybe.
I say, massage him.
All right, fine.
Oh, yeah.
How is this
good? Oh, that's good, yeah. Loosen up those muscles. Oh, you're so tense from the battle. Here, use these scented oils on him.
What? All right, stop. Okay, hey, listen, I can't do this. All right?
Clean him.
What? But, no, I'm not gonna bathe him. Okay, he's fine. He's clean as is. He took a shower before.
Clean him, or you will be destroyed.
Great. All right. You know, this is really not what I thought of. Fight the death tournament to be like, but
do as I say, or your soul will be mine.
Always with the soul stealing. That's an issue with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now we're talking. Now we're in business, baby. Could you scrub his neck a little and then hold up the sponge so I can smell it? Oh.
Yeah, gross. Okay, I can't do this anymore. This is creeping me out.
Put a wig on him.
Whoa. Wow, this is getting a little weird, okay? I can't.
Could you fix the bangs a little bit?
Just fix the bangs? He's just. Okay, stop moving. You gotta. Is that good?
Oh, much, much better. Oh, don't you look pretty, little lady there? What's your name? Vivica? Oh, I like that name.
Vivica?
It suits you. What? No, I couldn't. I don't know if you'll go for it.
You know, I can hear you. You're very loud. Everyone here can hear you.
Make out with him.
What? But there's no way, okay? I'm not making out with Liu Kang. Go ahead and kill me. That's why I choose death.
Please make out with him?
No, okay? There's no way.
Come on. It's a new special move. It's called, sexuality.
Really? It seems like you just kind of made that up right now. Because usually I freeze the guy and I just punch their heads off and there's little blood crystals that fly.
Well, fine. Whatever. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Don't get mad about it.
I'm not mad.
You sound mad.
I'm not mad.
All right. Well, then could you make it official at least? You know, say the words?
Fine. Finish him. Wait. You know, before you do your thing, I was wondering if you could, you know, finish me?
Oh, gross! Ew, man, that's disgusting!
No, wait.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Don't go. Ugh, Sub-Zero. Subby Wubby. Come on, man, let's rub it out. Let's work it out. That's what I meant, not rub it, work it out. You know what? Scorpion is hotter than you anyway. Now, who's fighting next? Ooh, Johnny Cage. That guy is a dreamboat.
We're back. That song we're playing right now is DLC on Rock Band. That's Devo Girl You Want, and that comes along with what? Through Being Cool by Devo, Duran Duran, Rio,
and Girls on Film. Which makes this week's DLC extremely personal for both Chris and I, because I, being a huge Duran Duran fan, and
I love Devo.
He loves his Devo.
Everything but Whip It. I love it.
Which prompted us to start the Rock Band weekly DLC update, which we're going to update every week on a per instrument basis. What songs are the best for each instrument? Not just should you spend $1 to buy a song.
All right. Yes. And guess what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that boring you?
A little.
Oh my God. Yeah. I do not have the energy to do this.
You need a beer.
I do. Can we please go find one?
I can go look.
Okay, you know what? In other non-gaming news, Shane and I discovered this obscure little independent movie called The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been like obsessed with it. We've just been constantly. Shane, give me a Joker.
Yeah, I think you're better at Joker than I am.
It's all part of the review. I Joker. Oh, that's fucking.
That's something else.
No, we've been rocking around like doing Batman clips, and like part of, like, I was really cranky when I saw it, so I was like, Batman sounds too mean and weird, and then I realized I just need to see the movie again, and I did. But was it you who's like, Batman and Nathan Explosion sound almost exactly the same? and hold on, and I did my best to prepare a tiny little piece. Who's ready?
We are.
Hands in the air. Dark Knight. You guys hear that? Batman?
Yep. Because you were the best of us. He wanted to prove that even someone as good as you could fall.
Nathan Explosion.
I hate you, and I think you should die. You are an idiot, and I hate your voice. There's no room on this paper to properly describe how much I hate you. Go.
The difference. Batman. Batman.
Then you're gonna love me.
Nathan Explosion.
When your music sucks and you're an asshole.
Batman. Feel free to laugh out loud, by the way. Batman.
When your music's...
That's not Batman! That's not Batman.
Come on, Chris.
Batman.
Where is your enemy?
Nathan Explosion. And my favorite Batman quote of all time.
Come on, we're in hockey pants.
But then I wanted to try... Put it over on Death Clock.
I'm not wearing hockey pants because you were the best of us.
Batman music.
I hate you, and
I think you should die. You are an idiot, and I hate your voice. There's no room on this paper to properly describe how much I hate you, goat. When your music sucks and you're an asshole.
I do the annual noise episode because this will exist in a year. I cannot guarantee that.
our lovable intern Henry and I were talking about this today, and he's like, why are people riffing on Batman's voice? And like, I really like Batman's voice in the movie because, I mean, if I was a superhero and going out at night, I'd disguise my voice like that. It's just most of the movie he's barking orders, and then at the end of the movie, for both films, then he starts speaking more dialogue and you really start to pay attention to it, and it's so goddamn quotable. You know, where is he? You just want to say,
where to me?
Where to me?
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
The thing is, someone like Kevin Conroy is just really good at it. Like in the animated series, like he is disguising his voice when he's Bruce Wayne.
Oh, that guy is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's one voice. When he's Batman, it's another, but he can do it and spout entire lines of dialogue, and it doesn't sound
like
he's about...
calm and composed, and...
Yeah, he's not running around or doing...
Yeah, the thing is, when Christian Bale does it, he sounds like he's about to pass out. Well, the thing is, Christian Bale is essentially doing two voices at the same time. I mean,
yeah, he is.
You're doing the Batman voice!
He's also doing it with an American accent. Yeah. Which can't be easy. Oh, yeah. No, I thought it was great. Like compare that to, like, George Clooney, who's just, hi, I put on a... I'm clearly fucking Bruce Wayne. Like,
I hate you, like Batman. And I think you should die, you are.
I can't remember. I don't think Keaton disguised his voice at all.
No, not at all.
I don't think anybody did.
They just spoke quieter.
Fucking no. In this soundbite that I pulled for Brett.
Forget you, dirtheads.
That's right. Mr. Elston created a meme by not being able to think of the proper word.
Forget you, dirtheads.
It's noise-o-matic.
It certainly is. Back to... what do we do? Games? Games?
News Radar.
Games. another gaming news.
What is it you want me to do exactly?
Just introduce what the fuck Duke Lombardi is.
Okay, in real gaming news, we have a guest joining us this week. Duke Lombardi, who may become a weekly fixture on the podcast, is going to be reviewing E for Everyone games for us. So, Duke, you want to take it from here?
So exciting. Make his entrance.
Hello, everybody. This is Duke Lombardi. Guess what review I'm going to be doing? You guys can talk to me.
Can we?
Yeah.
Are you related?
Please engage me.
Are you related to Doug Lombardi?
He's my brother. He works over at Valve, and he makes the stem. The steam. Careful, don't burn yourself. It's too hot over there. Duke Lombardi here to review everybody's favorite game in the Talk Raider. You guys can't seem to get enough of the Animal Crossing, am I right?
that seems about accurate.
You in particular, Mr. Olsen, seem to love the Animal Crossing. I don't know what the fuck that's about. All right.
What do you got for us, Duke?
Today I'm going to be taking a look at my favorite game, Forget Animal Crossing. You see, Animal Crossing is like a dual-layer DVD made of ice cream and pressed ham. It comes smothered in A1 steak sauce and served alongside the severed head of Tom Nook's mother, which then has been fried up in such a way as to continually stare into your soul and ask, why? Is that good? Animal Crossing? Everybody got it?
Okay.
It's then left to finally age in a mass grave.
You're sweating an awful lot.
Excuse me. Dab. It is left to finally age in a mass grave until such a time as an ancient and powerful mummy, that's mummy, is attracted to its dark aura. Then you pick apples or pull up beets. It's up to you. This is a wonderful game for children and the emotionally distraught. Alike, I give it 8 out of 5 heads. That's a good review, in case you don't know.
That is a good review.
I think if you saw all the individual heads, they're like really nice heads.
Yeah.
So, Duke, what is this about Silent Hill coming to Steam?
Silent Hill?
Yeah.
What is it? Silent Hill? I have, as a professional reviewer, I gotta say, the sound is one of the most. That's right, Michael. One of the most important things to the game is anything but silent. I said my piece.
Does Doug Lombardi actually sound like that?
Absolutely not. Maybe. Who's Doug Lombardi? He's not here right now. You're talking.
It just sounds like Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend? Well, I'm fucking offended. Wish I had a zipper sound effect. Let me take this out right now. All right. That is all man, my friend. All man.
You broke your glass pants. Michael's going to pass out. Oh, Christ.
All right, let's send Mr. Lombardi up.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.
Don't forget to clean up your pants on the way out.
Somebody could step in that. You're going to need a broom and a pan.
That was unbelievably kind of him.
Yeah.
Okay, Duke Lombardi, everybody. I would bet in gaming, Michael Silabat. Oh, he's getting red. in gaming news, but I didn't know how we wanted to segue into this. Do I have my segue button ready? All right, now we're going to segue. Wrong button.
Do you have any right button? Every button you push, button.
You remember I queued up all the Batman. All right. Now it's just getting crazy.
I know. You scamp.
I'll put a 10 on this circus. Okay, back into gaming news. One of the things I found shocking was that Game Daily had an article up that said music video games account for 32%. Try and be interested, Shane. It'll be good, I promise.
Speak faster.
Music video games account for 32% of the industry growth this year. A fucking third. So like a third of the growth in this industry. Rock Revolution, not so fast. Did you say that got delayed?
Yeah, I think that got delayed till next year.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
Good. Music video games account for 32%. Whatever. Rock Band and Guitar Hero are kicking ace and a third of the growth, but this would also piss you off because we all are still a little stung. And what would you call that? Rape shy from the Nintendo press conference of E3. And
it was a trying time for anyone involved in games.
It was. And at Leipzig this year, Guitar Hero just announced the Wii version will feature freestyle modes with your Mii.
With your Mii.
Including and not limited to air guitar.
Huh? So why do I need to buy Wii Music then?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait. You mean any game could have done this? Shit.
Oh, fuck. You mean they could have implemented this over the weekend? Shit, I didn't realize
shit.
That.
You could set the Wii remote to make tonal differences in fake instruments? Why didn't everybody think of that? Oh, yeah, they could put it out. You know what? You probably could think about that and put the game out before Wii Music. No offense to Nintendo or anything.
A little.
Fuck of them.
God. Because they actually apologized for their...
Yes, they did. an interview on VG Charts.
Charts?
VG Charts.
VG Charts.
Written by some dude, guy, he said, what is your message to the people who weren't happy with Nintendo's E3 press conference? To what's-her-name Carrie Dunaway, the fucking laughing, Cammy. Smiling lady? Cammy,
yeah.
Cammy. Oh,
thank you for the exact same autograph you sent Brett and I.
Yes, we all got the same card. You can see it on Joystick, I think, as the head image that says, thanks for coming and not caring. She says, I would say the message that they would like to say about their E3 press conference is that we were disappointed with our performance. There were titles like Wario, which we think would have been really fun titles that we should have showcased.
Yes.
Yes, they should have.
Yes, you should.
Everybody
have.
In the office is in agreement that game looks fucking amazing.
Man. Yeah, like to about 3 weeks after E3, which is, I guess, now 2-3 weeks ago at this point, Nintendo came by, dropped off Wario Land Shake It, and I put it in... Started playing it thinking, oh god, what?
They gave it the worst subtitle for me to be interested. Shake it. I don't want it anymore.
But then you turn it on, and there's an article up now that I wrote, like, 5 reasons everyone will love it, because I think it hits both hardcore gamers because it's beautifully animated, hand animated 2D. It's not really sprites per se, it's like, it just looks like a fucking cartoon in motion.
It's hold the Wii remote sideways, run, jump, pound, button, pound. It's just like playing a good classic Super Nintendo game.
It looks
fucking amazing.
It looks like a unique side scroller. It has that one tiny little niche that makes it different.
Yeah, there's all kinds of like amazing little details. There's a bunch of stuff to do in each level, like a reason to keep replaying. And this is a good example of Nintendo understanding hardcore games, which they would now call this as a hardcore game, because they now consider Mario a hardcore game, when it's not, because this is the kind of game that got, how many NESs were sold? Fucking like 80 million or some shit? 50, 60 million? I don't remember off the top of my head, but made Nintendo the huge success it was because everyone can play a game like that and get it. That's why Super Mario Brothers was fun. And that's what Wario Land is like. It's really fun. There's so many cool things. It's got animated cutscenes, which is normally Nintendo games never do.
Yeah.
And they're animated by, I fucking don't have the name of the company in front of me, but
it's really pretty. It looks
pretty. Go fucking play it. Everyone, please buy it, because maybe they'll get the fucking hint we don't want to play Wii music.
Yeah, and if you don't want to play it...
Forget you, dirtheads.
Oh!
Totally.
Such language.
I like how Nintendo thinks of its franchises now as hardcore. That's like, because Donkey Kong sucks, and they keep putting him in non-hardcore things, yet he's still hardcore.
Like, kids give a fuck about Donkey Kong. Like, anybody they're gearing that game towards cares about that fucking monkey.
I don't know about you, I am really looking forward to Cooking Kong.
Cooking Kong?
Is it with a K?
Cooking Kong.
Cooking Kong.
Hey, yeah, Nintendo, if you're listening, go make that.
I wondered, and I swear to Christ I'm not trying to bag shit on Nintendo at this point, but you think maybe it looks like a traditional game, the look behind it, is that driven to keep it looking appealing on a mass level? The reason to make it look animated is to make sure it doesn't lose the hardcore or the casual audience.
I don't think by what we define casual audience will give two fucks that there's 50 frames of animation for one action that normally there might have been two. They don't care. They don't care. They don't look at Street Fighter 3 and go, dude, there's 36 frames when Riot throws a fireball instead of 7.
And another thing I've always wanted, the casual audience is happy if there's a 3D stick figure that looks like them.
He's got my eyes.
Fuck it. I wondered, but I also wondered why Wario.
Because they don't want to bother putting Mario in something. Like, that's kind of it.
But then why Wario? How did he take this jump in popularity from those days of the 6 gold coins? Did he test well? There's fat farting.
Because those Wario Land games have always been good. The Game Boy one.
Yeah,
even the Virtual Boy Wario Land is probably the best game on the system.
Absolutely.
It's just, I think a lot of hardcore gamers know that franchise and go, oh, Wario Land. It's much better than GameCube's Wario World.
Wario World and that Master of Disguise game that
I didn't care for. I have it and I haven't played it. It looked like shit. But this one, Wario Land, Shake It, comes out pretty soon. Nintendo graciously recorded custom clips for us, so they're kind of exclusive. even though the game's out in Japan and we could have easily imported the Japanese version and recorded it our fucking selves. But thanks for nothing.
Yeah, you know what? Nintendo Sega's our new friend.
Yeah. They gave us copies of games to give away.
That's kind of exciting.
Speaking of giveaways.
Have we mentioned how fantastic Sonic the Hedgehog is lately?
Oh, that's Sonic.
Oh, what a ride.
Oh, Sonic.
Oh, Sonic.
That Black Knight looks fantastic shitty.
He has a sword that talks.
God damn it. Already. It was a very small bridge, and now we're setting it ablaze.
it was one piece of wood set in a dry forest bed.
Whatever, I don't care. This podcast is
not about the Sega.
It's about, you know, it's about.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Words can't express it. You gotta make it noise.
No, but yeah, like speaking of giveaways, dude, this is really cool. If not a challenge. It's a challenge, but the Bionic Commando people gave us our own level.
Yes. Several months ago, when they were making Bionic Commando Rearmed, they asked several outlets, GR included, to kind of request a level for them in the training missions section of Bionic Commando Rearmed, and they put our logo in there. You enter the code at the title screen, and you unlock this stage. And if you go play it, it keeps track of all your times. we've got a bunch of shit to give away to the people who get, like, the top two or three times posted. There's already some times posted on there now, but go to our forums and the Talk Radar forums on Games Radar, and after, like, a week, we'll take a look at the top two or three people, and you'll get a gig memory stick that's branded with the Bionic Commando, and also, I think, a shirt with an exploding head on it, which is fucking cool.
Shirts are fucking awesome, and I don't... If you don't have a gig memory stick, you need one.
It's fucking sweet. I used it today for the first time. I was like, wait, don't transfer those files. Put them on my gig stick.
Well, and I would just like to say, no matter what media, whether it be legal or otherwise, can be put on that and inside a PS3 and Xbox 360 to play movies you procured through any means you may come across.
Just saying.
I'm having a blast with them.
Yeah, that's two contests we've got going on now. This House of the Dead thing in the forums. Also, Bionic Commando Rearmed in the forums. Let me look up that code so I can tell you what it is. Real quick.
I don't know. Julio.
Why, here it is. To unlock the Games Radar training room, at the title screen where it says press start, push, this is 360. Fuck you, PS3 owners.
No!
Right bumper, Y, X, X, up, down. Left bumper, up, down, start. You'll hear a sound, blah, blah, blah. Go to the challenge rooms. It's number 57 out of 57, and it's fucking impossible. It's goddamn impossible. I can't even figure out how I'm supposed to do it, let alone finish it.
It's hard, but I'm making myself eligible for the prize. I will try and win. I really like the shirt. I don't have one.
The shirt is cool. And also the text that pops up that describes this site, I wrote all that. Which is
he certainly did.
Only they didn't tell me how many words to write. So it goes on for a long fucking time. And it shouldn't. It should say www.gamesradar.com. We got features and shit. Like, that's it all it should say. It goes on for fucking pages. You have to hit A like 6 times to get through. Why? If you want to see this feature, it just fucking takes too long. But nonetheless, really cool. Bionic Commando Rearmed. Baseball Fever, catch it.
Catch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to get the fuck out of here. Who's got something to teach for next week? I do. I think I may be doing something called the Top 7 about... All I got to say, penis or vagina. Tune in Monday.
Next. Which ones are going to be?
Tune in Monday. That's all I'm going to say. Chocolate Shane.
I'm working on something that won't come out for another 2 weeks.
How can I teach? What? Say it again.
well, okay, I'm working on a special video project that you will see in 2 weeks.
Woo! Yay! Hold tight, kids. Don't visit any other sites in the meantime.
Yeah, really don't.
Bolston.
Next Friday, like a week from today, I'll have something pertaining to the, I'm sure, extremely interesting presidential election.
Ooh!
Ooh!
Yeah, tied into vid games, them damn video games you kids love so much.
Michael.
I'm working on a secret project that will probably be published in the next... Will you shut the fuck up and let me talk? Which will probably be published in the next week or two. And involves me sitting around playing with toys and taking pictures.
Oh, I'm very excited about this one.
I know
this project. I'm a big fan. Oh, and also, I'm
be pretty badass.
Sure, Shane will agree with the sentiment. I got to plug, you know, guys, Dark Knight, help it out. Get the word out there. I really want everybody to see this movie. This Heath Ledger kid is really, really
going
to go far.
He's going places.
He did a great job. It's called The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah.
Dark Knight.
Go to your local independent cinema or theater.
$400 million is not enough.
But really, it's
470.
It's a small gay independent movie.
Yeah, a couple gay cowboys eating pudding.
It's really good. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Somebody give an out word.
Duck Hunt.